Today, I'm going to cover part of the usual topics for administrative law, and we'll save a few for tomorrow. Today, I'm going to cover exhaustion and prerequisites to suit, standing, immunity, Texas tort claims, and an ultra vires case that I couldn't find a good place to put anywhere. And bear with me on my selections. I'm sure that you will think maybe I could have put these cases in a different place. And also, hopefully, I will have cases that are interesting to everybody. I know there are a lot of different practices represented today, so hopefully something will be interesting to you. Starting with exhaustion, I've got a couple of cases on this topic. And the first one, EA versus the Department of Family and Protective Services. This is on page 26 in the paper. The issue in this case is still surprising to me that you see these cases. It's whether a motion for rehearing was a necessary prerequisite for judicial review. EA had been put on a misconduct registry with the department. Apparently, that's a public document for what they claim was reportable conduct. He pursued his administrative remedies, lost at the Health and Human Services Commission, did not file a motion for rehearing, and went straight to district court. The department, of course, filed a plea to the jurisdiction saying failure to exhaust administrative remedies. A trial court denied the plea to the jurisdiction, but affirmed on the merits. So both parties appealed. Of course, the department was complaining about the failure to grant the plea to the jurisdiction. The Court of Appeals reversed and rendered and dismissed. But I thought EA had some pretty clever arguments, and that's why I thought this case was worth including. His first argument was just to look at the statute itself.